Welcome, podcast number 45, the multimedia women today. Women outnumber the men.
That's right, bitches.
Podcast number 45.
So much estrogen.
We're in Dallas, Texas. We have all survived the Ebola for now.
Too soon, Brian.
What, too soon?
Yeah, way
it's
too soon.
It's going on now. I guess we haven't survived.
How do you know
you
survived?
There's no Stay Puft donuts.
They don't do it there.
They do.
Gwen.
Oh, no,
that's a Krispy Kreme.
Gwen brought lovely Halloween donuts. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway with the Angelica Film Center.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
You're up. Good to see you.
I went to bed early last night.
Gwen Reyes with Fresh Fiction.
Hi.
Hello.
2:30.
You've had one meal a day. You have a
second
one.
Yeah, I have multiple meals going on, guys.
You're having breakfast, second breakfast, 11 Z's.
Yeah, I had a healthy Whole Foods buffet, breakfast buffet, and now I'm eating sushi.
Sweet deal.
I'm fucking disgusting.
We've missed you. You haven't been here for a while.
No,
it's 11 Z's.
I missed all of you guys. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to finally meet you.
Me too.
I've heard lots of wonderful things about you. It's nice to not be the oldest person here.
Whoa, this was a fucking plant!
No, I am the oldest person.
I'm sorry, I'm only good in one ear. I'm 80.
Gwen is younger than most of us. But she is our resident 60-year-old demographic.
I was the youngest, and then Susan came, and Susan makes me
jokes about it.
Yeah, Susan from this Chicks, Flicks, and Irving Community Television is here. Hello, Susan.
Hi, everyone.
And then we have Hillary Thomas from the fangirl of Dallas.
Yeah, I'm the fangirl of Dallas, the Boomsticks resident fangirl.
Yeah, there you go. So we're all here. We miss Gotti. Gotti's out of town. Andrew is on a shoot, unfortunately.
Gotti's been on 2 weeks.
What is he shooting?
I don't know. What is he shooting?
A Book of Life carnival.
Oh,
that was yesterday.
It was also today.
It was also today. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they're doing that.
Carnal somewhere.
Carnival.
We've been talking about it. We've had him listen, so we could like tell him messages
and whenever.
He's
in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
So we have an excellent podcast today. We're 45th. I can't believe we're all still together. It's crazy.
You guys are almost as old as me.
I know, right? It's crazy.
You're not 45.
No.
Remember.
That's right, because he's 48.
No, you just turned 30, right?
31.
Is it 31?
31.
Yeah, we had
that's
the birthday.
That's a 7-year-old liar.
Nobody here is liar.
She's our resident 60-year-old demographic, though.
I mean,
afternoon teas and everything.
I know. You just said you're only 22, and I was like,
35. I'm the oldest. I'm fucking 43.
I was so shocked when you said that last week or the week.
It was many years ago, before you were born.
Because you're a resident, you know, teenager, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. She's
a preteen.
You need
to get a tattoo that says, I'm over 18.
Gossip Girl.
You're the little girls that were standing in line
for Twilight?
Dunkin' Donuts, deciding which donuts they were going to get, and their dad was losing his shit because the people in front of me also had children. And when you go to Dunkin' Donuts, like, the exciting thing about going is picking all of the snacks. And all of them are freaking out because they're like, oh my God, I'm going to be late for church. These people are taking forever. And then they do the exact same thing. Like, I at least was like, I want all your pumpkin.
All pumpkin. All the Halloween. Pumpkin. It's almost Halloween. We have a few weeks left. We're going to do our on-the-fly. We have two little short on-the-fly segments. We're going to start with Susan. No, we're not going to start with Susan. We're going to start with Gwen.
Okay.
We're going to do another rendition of Fuck, Marry, Kill.
No. Oh,
love that.
Fuck,
yes.
Marry, Kill.
What is that?
Fuck. So I'm going to give three... people
you know the,
and fuck, marry, kill. Which
you know
one
the
of
funny
them?
Thing
I
is,
see. I see. Rhymes usual.
Yeah.
On Axis of Hollywood, they do a version of it called.
Just wait. That's
date
what I'm
saying.
Bruce
no,
Campbell
really?
And Evil Dead 2.
They don't
do Bruce
funny.
Campbell and Army of Darkness. Bruce Campbell and Bubba Hotep.
All right, okay.
You're close.
Okay, all right. I'm excited. I'm excited.
All right, here we go. Fuck, marry, kill for Gwen.
Okay.
Fuck, marry, kill. Tim Curry as the darkness. Tim Curry as it, or Tim Curry as Frankenfurter?
I would kill Tim Curry as
it.
Okay.
Yes,
sure.
Yes,
with
sure.
fire.
For
I would burn
sure.
it with fire. I just can't decide if I would want to fuck Frankenfurter or marry Frankenfurter, because I want to marry because I think I would like to have sex with that every single day.
Okay,
so that would be great. And then I would fuck the other one. The
fuck the darkness.
Yeah.
It's hardcore.
I don't think I've ever seen the darkness. I don't know what that one.
That's, it's
is.
The
legend.
Tom Cruise.
The red.
Oh,
the big red devil guy.
Yeah, no, I would just have sex with him. All
right, Adam. Fuck, marry, kill. Tim Curry.
Why are you making this all
darkness? Good? It Frankenfurter.
What about him from Clue?
Nope, it's these three.
Well, I gotta marry that one.
Oh, I would kill. It's almost pretty much the same thing as Gwen, is what I would do.
You just have to give reasons.
Same thing?
Yeah, kill Pennywise because he's creepy as fuck.
Yes!
And every time you walk by like a storm drain, you're like,
eh. Nope. Big nope.
If you see a little boat in the water.
That's what that guy said.
Oh, just stop!
That's what that guy said too when I interviewed
him.
The Bobby Rowe guy.
If you see a little boat in the water, you better run.
You can't walk.
And then, yeah, like I said, Lord of Darkness, you know, I would, I guess, have to fuck him.
So it's so hard for you to get out that word fuck. You don't curse.
You know,
I guess I have to.
As long as I'm the pitcher, not the catcher.
Oh my god.
And you would do, you would marry Frank.
Yeah, because right. He seems nice.
All right, fuck, marry, kill. I would actually kill the darkness because I do not want to be... If I'm the catcher in that situation,
I'd fuck
Tim Curry Pennywise. I've always wanted to fuck a clown, so.
Oh my god, you're sick!
And I will definitely marry Frankenfurter because he is fabulous.
Right?
Love
he
that
looks
guy.
Good in shoes.
I would dress like him.
I have
before.
I really want a photo of that.
There, it's on me. You can find it.
You can find it. It's on Facebook somewhere.
I thought for sure that he was going to ask us different people.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
I thought you
that would require more preparation than Brian's part though.
Yeah.
Fuck, marry, kill, Tim. No, I like to hear what everybody says.
Oh, I'm killing that clown because, dude. And I'm not just going to burn him. I'm going to douse him sucker.
Yeah.
Gasoline,
burn him on
fire. Set him on
fire. Put him in a tent.
Then I'm going to scatter the ashes over 4 different
bottles
of water.
He'll turn into a tiny spider and get in your sink and start...
I'm scattering the ashes over 4 different bodies in water, just like in Buffy.
Alright, so you kill it, then...
Why? Because Pennywise the clown is not a good clown. No clowns are good. Clowns are bad.
No.
Just stop. Just stop.
And then, so you're going to marry and fuck who?
Oh, I'm going to have sex with the darkness because what? That is one sexy beast. And as a matter of fact, at college for our final for advanced stage makeup, we all had to do a character from.
But
the
thing is,
and I did darkness, and I looked great, and that's a sexy beast. And then I would marry Frankenfurter because it would be so much fun,
right?
We're not thinking about one thing though, guys.
A floor show every night.
is the darkness anatomically correct? Because I think
he's made of all penises. He's like, he's like
big red, sexy,
because
he has goat legs.
Celebrity dresses. What?
All right, Susan.
It's exactly the same. Bring
this home, Susan.
I've never seen The Darkness.
So
I don't know.
It's called Legends. Which
yeah,
oh, add that to your list.
I haven't
really?
Seen that.
I'm dead serious.
Is that good?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. It's like a fantasy. It's like Labyrinth.
Can we do David Bowie next time? Because this is awesome.
I'm just. All right,
Susan. It's your turn.
Definitely kill it.
Okay.
Anyways. Yeah.
All
right. Also, I don't know why I wouldn't want his anything near me. Let alone inside me. So,
right here.
It's just,
all
just
over the face.
I had a cloud note, but I don't know where it went.
So you just want to look him up on the internet so you can look at him. Just to reaffirm your choice.
It's just, and I guess I'd, yeah, sure.
Marry Frank?
And definitely marry Frank. What is his name?
Frankenfurter.
I can't say it. But yeah, he's at least going to be entertained.
So I'm the only one that's going to...
Yeah, you are, Ryan. You are almost
Pennywise.
Always
weird.
Going to fuck Pennywise.
Y'all are wrong, by the way. Okay.
Oh, my God.
My second...
But you know what? At the end of the day, we all get to hang out with Tim Curry.
That is true.
That's like
he's
the best
amazing.
Part.
All right, my second on-the-fly question quickly. We'll start with Gwen again.
Awesome.
What movie do you want to see the porno version of?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, Hillary.
Yeah, Hillary.
Guardians of the Galaxy porn.
Starring Chris Pratt.
Duh, of course.
He's probably got a small penis, guys.
No!
That's not possible.
This is really hard.
That's what she said.
It is what she said. Because I'm like... There's a lot of movies I'd like to see the porn version of, but I want to see like a serious porn version of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I want it to be like a commitment, like an actual cinematic.
You say The Notebook, you're fired.
No, I would never say The Notebook.
Same. Adam and I have the same taste.
I want to see Law and Order SVU the porn.
Okay. A procedural porno detective.
It would be like rape fantasies all up in this joint.
Sounds good. All right, Adam.
I want to see either some type of time travel, either Back to the Future or Looper, where you have to go back in time to have sex with yourself and know that you're in the future. And see if you can do it.
I love it.
I thought you were going
to
say
with yourself, though, like, you have to, wouldn't that, like, fuck up the whole timeline if you had to go, if, like, Marty McFly?
Yeah, well, if we're going with, like, time cop rules, yes.
Almost, like, his mother was all over him.
Yeah.
I want to see a Beauty and the Beast porno.
They have those.
Yeah, they have those.
Like, Gaston fucking everybody, and then the
candlesticks.
Oh. Yeah, animated.
As long as they're on fire.
But if we'll, if I, I guess,
be my guest, be my guest.
I'll go with that. You said Guardians of the Galaxy, Susan.
Come on your chest.
Come on your chest. Come on your chest.
I did not know. I guess.
I don't know.
I guess I kind of like the superhero
thing.
So I'm going to go with.
I have to step it up a little.
I'm going to go with X-Men, but the first class, because I want to see Jennifer Lawrence.
They have one.
I think she's just.
Sexy.
And of course, Michael Fassbender.
Yes.
All right.
And then we just watch Shame over and over. I was going to say the version of Shame.
I'd like to see his penis again. He has a good one.
He does have a good penis.
I mean, I'm not.
Ben Affleck also has a nice
penis. Yeah, I'm saying this as
a
very,
like.
Did
you see the
Yes.
I saw it.
Where were you guys at? Everyone's like, I know you and I saw it. We're like, there's his penis.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah, we were.
I guess I wasn't looking for it.
I don't remember seeing it.
It was in the shower scene.
And before it was over, I'd like whisper to them, I was like,
and then it happened, and we were like,
I feel like if I was there, I would tell you exactly what it looks like.
I can tell you. That image is in my head now. Like, it was beautiful.
Perfect. And I missed it, Brian.
I mean, you don't have to sorry, but the tip is, like, really perfect.
Yeah, and then my whole
Hold on. Wait a second.
It was a shower, not a grower.
Wait a second. I want to hear what Susan just said. It needs to be on a t-shirt.
Did it have a little back?
No, what'd you say? What'd you say?
The tip was perfectly shaved.
Goodness, I love it. Say that on Irving Community
College. So I guess our podcast isn't for kids anymore, guys.
That's going on our Twitter account.
I don't think
the tip was perfectly shaved.
The tip was perfectly shaved.
It's for the one pedophile that likes kids, so.
The one pedophile that likes kids? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, he's a listener.
All right. That is our On the Fly. We seem to have a good time so far. So we're going to go in. So,
stop with this fuck, Mary Gill. I mean, seriously.
I actually like
you. You have some serious problems.
But I wish it was more personal.
Oh, wait. The wrong show is back, you guys. Did you notice
you have given all of the Emma Stone characters.
Next time, I will do fuck, Mary Kill for each of you.
Yes. Okay. I think that would be honestly.
We'll do
that.
Who's your celebrity crush?
David?
So yours is Michael Fassbender?
Well, actually, okay, there's one.
Miles Teller or Shia
David Bowie. David Bowie is like my all-time
Shia LaBeouf
musical kid, but it's David Boreanaz, man. David. I would probably...
See, I thought you said, yeah, I thought it was like...
If he had a convention near me, I would probably take off my entire
week. Probably right now, no Miles Teller.
I gotta set up shop.
He has like some holes and scars. If you
I
saw
would
that
like to
show.
Mention, guys, that I'm amazed that there is no screen cap of his penis on the internet.
So meanwhile at our podcast number 45, Gwen is looking at porn. As usual though, we're not surprised.
But the internet is not helping me.
Dang. Alright. First thing internet didn't
I have it
before was Gone Girl porn. Alright.
I'll just go back and watch.
Moving on to recast. If you've listened to us, our one listener who's listening.
We're not doing news first?
No, we're not. We're doing recast. Or not recast, we're doing a bracket first. If you're familiar with the NCAA tournament basketball, we have come up with a tournament style of movies and TV. We did a tournament style for directors, Spielberg one, and then he's a good Jew. We had 64 directors, and then we did TV shows from the 90s through present in the Simpsons one. There were a lot of fights, a lot of blood was drawn. And since it's Halloween coming up, we're doing horror movies. So since we've been gone for a couple weeks, we're going to do two rounds. So we're going to narrow it down to the Elite Eight today.
How are we going to do two rounds if we're missing people?
I have their second.
Oh, list. So if this one wins,
correct.
This, okay.
Yes.
Anderson
has
two?
Yep, Anderson has two.
I mean, so, pissed if Scream gets knocked out.
All right.
Guys, I still haven't gotten over Freaks.
You do that.
I'm with you.
That is a good show.
Scream deserves.
All right. So I'm going to have to look it up. So here's going to be.
Are we recording?
You're
right.
Yeah, we're recording.
Okay, let's do it. I'm ready.
So what is this?
All right, so I'm going to say two movies, and you're going to have to pick one beats out and go to the next round.
Okay.
All right, so do y'all want to start with the comedy horrors or the horror horrors?
Let's do the. Did we do. Let's do the horror wars because we did the comedy wars.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm also American, so I like to read from left to right.
Okay. Not Jewish. Mm-hmm. Right to left.
Oh, the bracket.
The bracket. I posted the bracket. I'll tell it to you.
Let's do this.
We're going to do it. So I'm pulling up Andrew's picks now.
Are you?
I just like looking at it.
All right. The first matchup. Is the first matchup the first matchup is Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho and Stephen King's It. Which one moves on?
Psycho.
I think It.
Well, since I've already burned Pennywise to the fucking ground, it's Psycho.
Psycho,
because the second half of it, like the guy said, is way worse than the first half. First half by itself is awesome.
I've never seen it.
High five.
Really? Watch
Clowns.
Clowns.
You haven't seen it? Watch the first half.
I've seen the whole thing.
When the kids grow up, it gets a little weird.
Okay.
I will admit.
So we want. Okay. So
hold
what
on.
The boys say?
Gotti picked Psycho because he said it drags.
American.
Drags.
What is by that?
I mean, Psycho.
And Andrew picked It, and I picked Psycho.
So Psycho wins.
Psycho.
No, it's like 3-4.
No.
I mean,
all right, next
so
matchup.
Do you know what the definition of landslide is?
Next matchup is Rosemary's Baby versus Jaws.
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 Rosemary's Baby.
What?
Rosemary's Baby is way scarier to me.
No, it's not Jaws.
Jaws is just I just love Jaws.
Andrew picks Jaws, and Gotti picks Jaws because it's a shark and it's Spielberg.
I love the shark.
I picked. I wrote because he gave me.
I love that Gotti gives.
He gave reasons. I wrote them down. They're great.
Gotti's here and he's like, "Let me explain."
Yeah.
And then you go into something really.
And then
like,
he would have something. He'd be like, "No, you fuckers."
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Jaws.
And if you disagreed with him, you'd be like, "How could you?"
Did you choose Jaws?
I put Jaws.
Jaws is incredible.
The guy's maybe
Jaws.
Really good.
Yeah.
It is good.
Jaws
is
the next matchup. The next matchup is.
Motherfucker.
Ridley Scott's Alien versus Poltergeist.
Are you kidding?
Alien!
I'm sorry. You have a very enthusiastic alien from Hillary.
Hillary, we're opposed on this one. Poltergeist.
No.
Alien.
I mean, Poltergeist.
Poltergeist.
I'm sorry.
Poltergeist. We have Alien from Gotti because of the stomach bursting out.
Oh my god, it's so terrifying.
We have Poltergeist from Andrew. And I have Alien.
So Poltergeist wins.
No.
4-3.
Is it
4-3
or is it
3?
Yeah.
4-3.
I mean, really,
that
really hurts me.
Now, give
I love Alien.
Alien.
But Poltergeist,
I love
I did Alien.
You did Alien. You did Alien. Gotti did Alien.
Andrew.
Oh, Andrew.
Yeah.
So Poltergeist. Okay.
The reason that I say Alien still terrifies me, and it's not just because I love this movie. I love the sequel as well, but it's the fact that there's sequences in the movie that are still terrifying. Even though I know what's coming, mm-hmm. It's like the stomach bursting, yes, that's terrifying. I mean, like, you know what's coming. But the scene when they're down on the ship that's left over, you know, and they're looking and they see all the eggs. I mean, like, and the sequence where Ripley closes them off and she's like, no, it's quarantine. This is, I mean, like, there's all of these dark moments where you're not sure what's happening. And it's like crazy, and then the chains swinging, and Jonesy's running around, and you're still not sure what's happening, and you can't see. I mean, it's like it's almost like
what,
the beginning of a Fincher film.
Do you want to live in a world where there's not an alien movie or not a Poltergeist movie?
You always
I like Poltergeist.
My issue is that I'm still sticking with Poltergeist, but I think that Alien is scary, but Aliens. Is more terrifying.
See, I don't think
not,
so.
Though.
I don't
Aliens
think so.
Aliens is an action film.
Yeah,
it's
I
not
agree
a horror
with that.
Film.
There's more aliens. It's more about action. Alien. They didn't show the alien a whole lot, and they just didn't know what was happening.
That's why I. Love
but I always think about that one moment when we finally see the alien, and I remember watching it, and he pops out of the air duct, and he has fucking human hands, and I was like, "No, I'm out. This is stupid to me."
You're thinking of Resurrection.
No, that isn't legit.
Yeah, that is number one.
That's number one.
I mean,
because they didn't know what to do with his hands yet. They didn't know how to make them long, and so they had these human hands. And I was like, no.
So Poltergeist, you're still Poltergeist?
Oh yeah.
So it's Poltergeist. Fuck. Mm-hmm. I tell you, blood has been drawn. Fights have happened.
It's gonna get messy.
Maybe we're being civil. This is
the group that voted.
Tell you
that voted for what Quantum Leap over The Wire.
What?
that happened last time. But just to spite me, I think.
She hasn't ever seen The Wire.
What is it?
Right? They voted for Quantum Leap over The Wire. I remember that vividly.
Yeah, that was the thing that happened. That was really weird.
It was hot.
Susan wasn't here.
All right, we're moving on.
You weren't here
for a very, very difficult matchup.
I hate you.
This is the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre versus John Carpenter's The Thing. Hillary is left.
Hillary, we still have like
20
more of these.
Yeah, there's a lot more.
Save your energy.
So if you want to yell at somebody,
we know what Brian's picking.
Yell at Paul Nyman.
I know.
From Houston. He seeded these things. So.
That's okay. I'm still mad at Wade.
Still mad at Wade. All right. So Texas Chainsaw Massacre or The Thing?
Don't point at me.
Yet. I will start. I'll start out with Gotti's.
Yeah, do Gotti and Andrew.
It's kind of like a selfie story.
Gotti picked Texas Chainsaw Massacre because it's pure adrenaline, and Andrew picked The Thing. So that's 1-1. I'm going to pick.
We know you're going to pick Texas Chainsaw. We already know you are, so it's fine.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to pick Texas Chainsaw.
You know.
Pretty awesome.
It's on your wall.
Yeah, I have two
Texas
of them.
Texas Chainsaw.
Texas Chainsaw.
I'm gonna choose The Thing, and I'll tell you because it was so scary to me when I was a child. It's something that we were not supposed to watch when we were kids, and we did. I mean,
and then you're like, I wish I hadn't.
I still think
any of you could be a thing.
Maybe
it was the same edited for television version.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I still think The Thing is a better movie than Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah.
Texas Chainsaw is much more horrifying.
Texas Chainsaw
Thing is what I'm picking
on. I can't.
Even though.
I cannot.
Yeah,
you lost.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, if it's on TV or whatever,
I'm like, no.
I can watch The Thing every single time it's on.
But like Texas Chainsaw Massacre is one of those
movies
that comes into my real life.
I love Poltergeist.
Where I walk, no, because I travel so much.
Oh yeah, you do.
So I travel so much, and I'm hitting up.
Hold on.
So like Texas Chainsaw Massacre to me is one of those movies because I travel so much.
It was so funny to watch that.
I'm done.
I'm sorry.
Hold on.
It's fine.
No, no, do it.
No,
do it. Say it.
Which one won?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Perfect.
So you said because you travel a lot and it's in your everyday life.
Well, yeah, because I go to sketchy gas stations and that's a thing that is in, and then you can get snacks.
You drive through small towns.
Well, they didn't get snacks, though.
Texas is full of small towns to drive through.
Yeah.
It was in Texas, yeah. Like, anytime I see a gas station, there's like nothing there.
I'm not stopping there. I'm like, where's the pilot?
You're killing me.
All right, here we go. Next matchup is another really hard one.
Gwen and I are going to play football, and she and I are going to kill each other.
But I don't play football because CTE.
What's CTE?
It's the brain injuries.
Oh, well, I mean, we'll just scratch each other's eyes out. It'll be awesome.
Perfect, I'll do that.
All
right.
We'll play soccer then.
All right, our next matchup is also very difficult. The Exorcist versus Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, dude, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Is scarier than The Exorcist?
Yeah,
the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm. Let me mention Gotti, and I am totally in agreement with Gotti. Gotti picked The Exorcist, and his literal reason was the vag stab. She takes a cross and just right in there, let Jesus fuck you, and that is Exorcist for me and Gotti.
Yeah, okay.
Exorcist, hands down, without question.
Vag stab.
I don't think so.
I mean,
Exorcist is scary. I mean,
that
they took
crazy, that movie.
Nightmare on Elm Street 1 is very scary, but what they did with Exorcist is show the mother and daughter and how amazingly sweet they were. And then over 45 minutes of character development, they slowly turned her into something.
Yeah. Let me say one more thing, too. The Ouija boards.
Yeah.
The Exorcist was so effective on me. I used to want to play with Ouija boards so bad. After I saw The Exorcist, to this day, I don't even want to be near one when I pass like the box in Target.
Yeah, you're like, nope.
I'm just like, get that shit away from me.
But now I'm
to Linda Blair.
And I'm curious why Hillary likes
that scene.
What?
Oh my god,
Nightmare on Elm Street.
I had nightmares for 2 weeks after watching Nightmare on Elm Street.
Like,
that scene, oh my god, I would have dreams about Freddy Krueger pulling me through the bed. It's horrible.
With your speaker system?
Oh, it's horrible. No, it's like the headphones.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp. But that scene with Tina where she's stabbed in the belly and she rolls up the ceiling and it's just this big bloody mess.
So Nightmare, Exorcist.
Exorcist. I'm the only one.
What, Anderson?
I'm the only one that chose.
Andrew said Nightmare.
Oh.
Thank you.
There you go.
It's a nightmare, but it is actually.
I always found Nightmare on Elm Street to be funny. It's not
yeah,
scary.
But I do like Gotti's reason that.
Like, Freddy Krueger is a scary character.
That's pretty good.
But The Exorcist is one of those ones that's the real. It's like centered in a real world situation in a way. I guess it's supernatural, but it's real. Whereas, like, Freddy Krueger to me, I'm like,
well,
all right,
no,
you're a monster.
That's why I find most movies, like Seven, that's why I find Seven so terrifying,
mm-hmm.
because it's a real world situation. Yeah. It's. Truly the scariest
monster movies are hard for me. I'm like, that's not real.
I'm
like, right. The Ring is scary, but we're not talking about
moving
that.
On. Oh, next
yeah,
matchup,
The Ring is gone.
Next matchup is the original Night of the Living Dead versus Silence of the Lambs.
Oh,
like this one.
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs.
Gotti picks Silence because of Hannibal. Andrew picks Silence. I pick Silence.
Silence of the Lambs.
It's, oh man, that's a we agree.
Friendships were made today.
Definitely.
All right.
One of my top
I feel like this is a fairly easy one coming up. The Shining versus Saw.
That's not that easy.
It's not that easy.
It's not that easy.
Because
I love.
I mean, I know what I'm gonna pick, but like, it's not that easy.
Shining. I don't know.
Shining.
I'm gonna pick Shining, but it wasn't like that easy because Saw is terrifying.
Yeah.
They're dressing as the twins from The Shining for Halloween.
Awesome.
And I'm so excited right now.
That'll
like,
be
I was
you guys had an after thing?
Yeah.
I recommended that on Dallas Morning
News. So, cool. You pick Shining?
Mm-hmm.
You pick Saw? You pick Saw. Uh-huh. I'm curious as to why.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, you picked Saw.
I am picking Saw. I'm picking Saw. And it's not because I don't love and am terrified by The Shining. Is it a rat out there? Oh, no. Okay. No, sorry.
Oh, no,
yes,
it's one of Bugs' toys.
I was like, oh, my God.
Yes, the giant rat.
Cool. But I'm picking Saw because...
It redefined
the
horror.
It really did redefine the horror. It changed. That and The Ring really switched up modern horror in a way that I hadn't seen in a long time. And there is nothing more terrifying than that last scene where these people have, like, beaten each other down, arms are cut off, shit is happening, and that motherfucker just stands up.
It was pretty
out.
Awesome.
That is just such a great scene, and it's still scary. And I am constantly
I like that movie.
Worried. I'm always putting my hand over my drink because one day I will end up in a basement, tied or chained up to a toilet.
That's like one of your fantasies, though, right?
That's what you want, right? But yeah, I'm cool with The Shining winning because The Shining is a very, very scary film. But I'm good with my heart.
The Shining. Both Andrew and Gotti pick The Shin. All right, moving on to the last one in the round. Let the Right One In, the original version, or Halloween?
Oh. I have not seen that one.
That's okay.
It's very good. I wouldn't say it's not scary enough.
But I would pick Halloween just because I love Halloween.
I'm picking Halloween also.
I pick Halloween.
Let the Right One In.
Gotti and Andrew pick Halloween.
Who was it? Who told me that they didn't know that Halloween, like somebody was confused at Halloween and thought it was Freddy Krueger? Maybe it was somebody else.
But that probably happens a lot. It's like Jason McMyers.
Wait, I'm confused.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. And so you're Halloween, I guess?
I will always pick Halloween.
Okay, Halloween.
That music, Halloween.
La, 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 la.
All right. So that is our...
See, I find... What is that? Which one is that? Mike Myers is Halloween?
Michael Myers.
I find him...
With the way you've shot him.
I find him way more terrifying than Freddy Krueger any day of the week.
Freddy Krueger scares me more just the fact that he can get in my dreams and I can't, like, run away from him. Like,
he does have good one-liner,
but
whereas Halloween's
as
guy does not
looks
talk.
Looks the scariest, I do think Michael Myers
welcome
is
to
and he somehow is able, even though he walks very slowly, to catch
yeah,
up to you really
he
quickly.
Does. What's that?
He ran when you're not looking
behind the mask thing. Horror movie.
I love that movie.
Where they're like, yeah,
Morgan.
All the cardio,
yeah.
Like I walk slowly, but then after that he's like super fast.
I just always figured he was like supernatural.
Alright, so our eight... For the horror side, are Psycho, Jaws, Poltergeist, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Exorcist, Silence of the Lambs, Shining, and Halloween, which means we're going to pit Psycho and Jaws, Poltergeist, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Exorcist, Silence of the Lambs, and Shining, and Halloween together in a second. But first, we have to go to the horror comedy side.
Just really
I think this is where we scream is going to be fine.
Alien.
Who is up against?
Horror comedy right now. Are you ready? horror comedy section. Shaun of the Dead versus The Burbs.
Shaun of the Dead.
Okay.
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun
of the Dead.
Shaun.
All right. So, Gotti picks The Burbs because of Bruce Dern alone. And
is really good.
Andrew picks Shaun, and I pick Shaun. Although I love The Burbs, though. But it is going to be Shaun of the Dead.
I was way too young to see The Burbs when I came when I saw that.
All right. The next one is The Lost Boys versus Big Trouble in Little China.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Because I know.
I
literally care.
Old Jack Burton's this.
All right. So you said that, and that is exactly what Gotti said. Big Trouble because of Kurt Russell.
Old Jack Burton.
And Andrew picked Big Trouble in Little China as well.
Okay.
What about you?
Big
Trouble or Lost Boys?
I'm gonna.
Don't break my heart.
I'm gonna go with. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm gonna go with Lost Boys because I like vampires.
I'm gonna go with Lost Boys as well.
Okay, Adam?
I'd pick Big Trouble, but I do like Lost Boys.
I'm gonna pick Big Trouble as well because it's Jack.
I'm cool with it.
I'm not gonna.
I just really like vampires.
But you just realize now it's gonna be Shaun. You just realize now it's gonna be Big Trouble versus Shaun. So one's getting eliminated.
The girl with the dragon green eyes.
All right, here you go. Here we go. This is gonna cause a fight, I believe, between Hillary and Susan. I Know What You Did Last Summer versus Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Well, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie is not that great, but I don't like it. I don't know what you did.
It's Pee Wee Herman.
I will choose Buffy the Vampire Slayer because I don't care for I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Okay.
So I'm going to choose Buffy. I know what she's choosing.
I'm picking I Know What You Did Last Summer. I did like the show Buffy.
The show Buffy is not the same thing as the movie.
I know.
So I Know What You Did Last Summer and Buffy.
But yeah.
I think both movies are masterpieces. No
this
joke.
What's killing me, though, is this little hand gesture.
No joke on that one.
They're remaking I Know What You Did Last Summer.
They are remaking.
I know.
They're also trying to remake Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
They're not going
to
do it.
I am going to go with I Know What You Did Last Summer. Because I find that movie scary, whereas Buffy the Vampire Slayer is just funny.
Okay, so you go with what?
I know what you did last
okay.
And also because Kevin Williamson, who is one of my favorite writers. So.
Okay. Adam?
Buffy.
Buffy. All right. Andrew picks Buffy, and I'll give you the reason why Gotti picked Buffy. Because of the PMS warning device and Sutherland's handkerchief. So does that change any of your answers?
What did you think?
I think Buffy. Buffy's
yeah,
Buffy.
Wait.
I knew.
There you go.
Ben Affleck as the basketball player.
That was good.
What?
Ben Affleck as the basketball player.
I love both movies. I own both movies. All versions of both.
Really?
Movies. Yeah. I love those
and
movies.
And Ben Affleck is the floppy-eared vampire.
With no lines? All right. We're moving on to Gremlins versus Dracula Dead and Loving It.
I love
this
movie.
I like both movies
so
a lot.
Hard.
Wait, who's in Dead and Loving It?
Leslie Nielsen
is a Mel Brooks movie.
Oh, it's Leslie Nielsen.
And he's like, remember when he's stabbing and it's just gushing out blood? Oh my god.
I had the day, man.
I'm going to choose Gremlins.
Gremlins?
Yeah. Red
Chicken. Gremlins?
Zach Galifianakis. Phoebe Cates.
I know.
I know Andrew and Gotti.
Why don't Andrew
and Gotti pick both Gremlins?
I'm picking Gremlins because of the story that Phoebe Cates tells about her father.
That is such a fucked up story.
We found him.
I'm going Gremlins as well. Right. It's the bathroom buddy. The bathroom buddy.
Oh, Gremlins.
Gwen?
Smokeless ashtray.
I'm sad vote for Dracula Dead and Loving.
Sweet. All right. At least I got messy.
Yeah.
I like both. It's both funny, but we'll
because
go
now
with
I have to think about the next round.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. Very difficult one.
No,
Cabin in the Woods versus Monster Squad.
Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods.
Monster Squad.
I pick Monster Squad.
Wolfman has nards.
Andrew picks Monster Squad. And Gotti picks Cabin in the Woods because of the Jenkins and Whitford dialogue.
We love you, Gotti.
You've never seen Monster Squad, though.
The Cabin in the Woods is
really? Come on.
in the woods.
I just
they're both great.
I just made Cliff watch Cabin in the Woods, and he was not, he didn't enjoy it.
Hemsworth dies in the first 15 minutes of the movie. It's great.
See, oh my god, that almost killed me. When Liam Hemsworth dies, but then when
by a motorcycle,
the Merman scene, and then of course.
I love the Merman scenes. So
I like that movie. I'm glad it goes on. All right, moving on. The Faculty versus Idle Hands.
This is terrible.
This is so easy.
Which one?
Idle Hands.
Idle Hands. Susan.
Faculty.
Who's
in Idle Hands?
Seth Green, Jessica
Devin
Alba.
Devin Sawa.
And who's in the Faculty?
That's Josh Hartnett.
Elijah Wood.
I'm gonna choose Idle Hands.
Idle Hands. I'm gonna pick Idle Hands just because
yep,
I love it. It's so much fun. It's a
Faculty.
Faculty.
Yeah!
All right. Andrew picks Idle Hands, and then Gotti picks Idle Hands because
yes,
of Jessica Alba dressing up in the fairy costume.
I mean, I like Idle Hands.
So it's Idle Hands.
I actually like it, but.
Your nails are fascinating to me, by the way.
Why? Oh, thank you.
Idle Hands. All right, moving on.
I was like, are they
we have two more in the comedy. Evil Dead 2 versus Dead Alive. Peter Jackson Dead Alive versus
we know what you're picking.
I'm picking Evil Dead 2.
I'm picking Evil Dead 2. Why? That chin.
Andrew?
And groovy.
Yeah, groovy. Groovy.
I haven't seen you.
I don't care. Sure.
You're
going
to have to watch Evil Dead 2 at
Evil
some point.
Dead's
and Dead
fine.
Alive. Evil Dead 2?
You want to continue on?
Well, hold on. Before you go, we have two Evil Dead 2s. Andrew picks Evil Dead 2. And Gotti picks Evil Dead 2.
I picked Evil Dead 2.
Chose Evil Dead 2.
Just when you said it, he chose Evil Dead 2.
I was going to go with Dead Alive, but I like Peter Jackson. So.
It's the glorious movie ever made. It's really funny.
Yeah. Not anymore, but it was.
It's still pretty amazing.
The lawnmower scene is the
Fury
best.
Pretty gory.
The last one is between... Susan, are you ready?
Yeah.
The Frighteners versus Scream.
Yeah.
This is so easy.
This is amazing.
Frighteners?
Scream.
Scream. Gotti picked Scream because of Drew Barrymore's death.
Oh my god,
that
it's so awesome!
One of the best scenes in horror slasher flicks.
I used to know that whole opening.
My
scene
boyfriend plays football and he's good so he can kick your ass.
Do you like scary movies?
One of the best horror movies I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Scream. There's three Screams.
Hello, Sam.
The first one is
who said Scream?
We all said Scream plus
Gotti.
Gotti. So
I picked Frighteners.
I'm going to pick Frighteners just to be
and
different.
Andrew picked Frighteners, so it's four against three.
Win.
I know
we
you
win. Win. So what?
Frighteners is so good, though.
Frighteners is
really
so
good. It's a perfect horror movie. I loved it.
Damn.
It is perfect. Scream is perfect.
What would have been perfect, too, is a quirky.
I remember in Scream
not
two,
so part four.
When Jamie Kennedy died, and I actually wrote the producer of the
Hello,
movie, Jamie. And it's like the only time I've ever written
hey,
anybody that
you have the rules
like,
of
why
this
the fuck did you kill Randy?
I was really pissed when they killed him, too. I was like, he should have lived through all of it.
Yeah.
So I wanted him to do the same.
Always stick together, guys. Always stick together.
All right. So now, since Halloween's coming up, we want to finish this before Halloween. We're going to do our next round now, which we will have only 8 competing. So let's go through the 16 now before we get to the Elite Eight. We have Psycho and Jaws. We have Poltergeist, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. We have Exorcist and Silence of the Lambs.
Well, how's
we have The Shining and Halloween. I have theirs.
How do you know that what they were?
They said if this one wins this, this one this wins this.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, wow.
And then now we have Shaun of the Dead and Big Trouble in Little China. We have Buffy and Gremlins. We have Cabin in the Woods and Idle Hands. We have Evil Dead 2 and The Frighteners. So let's start out with Psycho.
That wasn't The Frighteners. Fuck you. It was Scream.
Just seeing if you were paying attention. I tried, man. I tried. It would have been so good.
Good job,
Wayne. Okay. Dang it.
I'm going back to my corner.
Well played. Well played, sir. All right.
You're not eating your 11sies.
No, not yet. I was saving it for after the bracket.
All right. So... let's start out with the we're going to the Elite Eight now.
Psycho
versus Jaws.
I'm gonna choose Jaws.
Jaws. Susan.
Oh, Jaws.
Yeah.
Psycho.
Psycho.
Jaws.
Jaws.
Well played.
I pick Jaws. Gotti picked Psycho because mothers are deadlier than sharks.
Dead eyes.
Oh my god, that's so true.
Dead eyes.
That is a deep cut by his eyes. That
Mothers
is
are
so deep.
It's hard to throw that down there, but it's true.
And Andrew picks
thousand
men
go into
so
the
water. So how many for Psycho?
100
cut. It's just two for Psycho.
Two for Psycho and Rush Jaws. Okay.
You better need a bigger boat.
So it's Jaws.
It is Jaws, bitches.
Okay. Poltergeist versus Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Same Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Quinn?
Wait, what are my options? Poltergeist and
Texas Chainsaw,
Chainsaw
Massacre.
Yes, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Because it's
Poltergeist.
You say Poltergeist.
I love. I'm telling you, I love Poltergeist.
Yeah, he's mentioned
it's that clown in the chair, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jerk.
Andrew picks Poltergeist.
He's my best friend.
Andrew picks Poltergeist.
He gave me hugs to
I picked Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
So that wins.
What did Dottie pick?
Oh yeah, we run into the problem. That
well,
yeah, we ask you.
Texas Chainsaw already.
Well, he picked Alien so over Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So.
Oh, he didn't send his correct thing.
Correct. Yeah. So.
But still, Texas Chainsaw Massacre
so
was
won
a poor
one.
Anyway.
Yeah.
TCM. Exorcist versus Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs.
Exorcist.
So hard.
It is hard.
Would you fuck me? Bro, think about it.
No.
Jesus, come on. Jane Gum. Jane Gum, Adam. Jane Gum.
Oh,
think about.
No,
I'm not asking you.
Which one snorted? Yay, go ahead.
I'm going to go with Silence of the Lambs.
Yes!
My case is made.
So there's two Silence of the Lambs, there's two Exorcists, right?
We don't know that.
We don't know yet.
We don't know what's
going to
win.
Wait,
we're two Exorcists.
Two Silence.
Yeah.
Gotti picks Silence.
Okay.
So that's three.
And I pick Exorcist.
Yes!
Okay,
what did Andrew say?
Andrew picked
Exorcist, so...
Huh?
Go ahead.
Andrew, I mean, he picked Nightmare on Elm Street over everything, so...
Andrew's out.
See, that's why I said we couldn't do two brackets, because they haven't picked their second round.
No, Gotti sent his end, though.
Yeah, Silence, so...
We win.
So, wait.
No, it's tied right now,
so let's talk.
Okay.
What do you say?
No, it's not. Gotti picked
Silence.
No, Andrew didn't pick anything.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
okay.
You're two on... Well, we're three on Exorcist, you two are on Silence. Why Silence over Exorcist?
Because it's terrifying.
But Exorcist is terrifying, too.
The fact that he's skinning his victims. Like, it's a real-life situation. Possession? Come on, dude. That's bullshit. It's
well,
shit.
But actually, I find the structure of The Exorcist to be a lot more
terrifying.
It's a three-day
scenario.
Like, in the well. Silence of the Lambs is a very good thriller, and it is very scary.
It's terrifying.
But then you have with The Exorcist, especially if it's the fear of the unknown, it's the fear of also being completely out of control, which, yes, I think that the cat and mouse and the exciting and Hannibal Lecter is scary, but I also kind of feel like relate to Hannibal Lecter. I don't find him to be scary.
Yeah,
I find Buffalo
terrifying.
Bill to be way more scary.
Buffalo Bill and Hannibal Lecter, though, are very
But Hannibal Lecter is just a nice dude that just really
they,
like,
they
wants
make
to hang
you,
out.
They make you root for Anthony Hopkins.
I didn't root for him.
In the second
at all.
I rooted for him in the first one. I was like, when are he and you guys gonna make out?
I didn't like the other guy that kidnapped the girl.
Like, I think Buffalo Bill's a scary character. However, I think showing Reagan and Exorcist as the sweet innocent girl turned to something
that's
so
terrifying.
More terrifying is much more terrifying than.
But no,
think about it for
because both other people are already awful,
and like your mother, like you're watching your daughter go through that,
and you can't do anything about it.
And like just seeing like she's tied to the bed, like
and
watching your daughter.
Well, that
bed, like,
the spider crawl
out.
Where she crawls down the stairs backwards, and the blood comes out of her mouth.
Also, the music of The Exorcist is really,
oh,
really good.
Yeah.
And
that's
if
really
you watch those movies now, like I just saw a cut of The Exorcist like a year ago when you guys screened it at the Angelica, and it was still scary.
Yeah.
Whereas
that's
if I watch Signs of the Lambs, I'm like,
no,
I'm not
that's
scared.
How I feel about Signs of the Lambs, because there are scenes, the reason I think Signs of the Lambs is so scary is the fact that you don't see. That, again, it's that whole you don't see. You're left to using your imagination, and to me, using your imagination is far more terrifying than actually seeing it. Again, I keep bringing up Seven, I know, but it's like, you don't actually see what's what's in the box. You just see that drop of blood and that single blonde hair. You know what I mean? Like, that is truly terrifying. You don't see the everything. And so, when you look at Sonic's...
You do see his skin suit.
But you see part of it. You don't see the whole thing. I mean, like, you don't see him skin the girls. You don't see the blood. You don't see any of that. I mean, like, whereas with the possession of Reagan, you see her being possessed. You see her doing all of that. I don't... I mean, like, I would be more terrified. Like, and there's those scenes with American Horror Story. There's not a lot of extra blood. You know what I mean? It's more terrifying when you're left behind the door.
What are we going to do, Brian? I don't think anyone's going to change.
I just texted Gotti. We can come back to this.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he'll all right. The Shining.
Wait, was it Gotti?
No, Andrew.
No.
Gotti was silent.
Okay. I'll text him. Sorry.
Yeah. Because if Gotti was here, we could convince Gotti. Yeah. We can slay Gotti over
to Gotti's on my side.
No.
All right.
Because when he can't control anything. We have right. gotten him out. So there was no way. There's no way. I don't even know what he was going to pick.
The Shining. The Shining or Halloween?
Shining.
Halloween.
Halloween.
What? Shining or Halloween?
Shining.
Shining.
I love Halloween.
I picked Shining.
I like Shining too, but it was...
Brian loves Stanley Kubrick, so you can know he's a...
I picked Shining, Gotti picked Halloween, and Andrew picked Shining.
I only find that, like, the scene at the end of The Shining really scary. The rest of it, I just think, is a beautiful
movie. So you said Shining.
No, I know. I'm just talking about my feelings about the movie.
Yeah.
I don't think the whole movie's very scary, except the last part, I just think
it's a beautiful film.
It's just so big. Yeah.
Shaun of the Dead or Big Trouble in Little China?
Are we there?
Yes, we are.
Shaun of the Dead.
I said Shaun of the Dead, too. It's just, I like Jack Burton, but Shaun is just...
Another one that, I mean, yes, I think...
So hard. Really
it is.
Too,
I say Shaun.
Either way, it's yeah.
So it's three Shauns. What did Gotti say?
I can't. I might cry.
Let's see.
Did Gotti not send one?
Andrew said Big Trouble. Gotti said Burbs in the first. So he wants Burbs to win, but so he's out.
Well, that didn't happen.
Yeah, so.
There's three Shauns.
You said.
I'm going to go with Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, so Shaun of the Dead. Okay,
Shaun. Sure.
Even though I.
I have to abstain because I can't choose.
Yeah.
It's so.
Shaun, I think, is winning it. Buffy or Gremlins?
I will have to say Shaun, too, because it's just...
You can't say Shaun between Gremlins and...
No, I'm going back to Shaun.
I still think Shaun.
As much as I love Big Trouble in Little China, it's awesome, but Shaun of the Dead is just...
Great, yeah.
Remember the time that I Know What You Did Last Summer didn't win?
Oh, it's sad.
It was a sad day.
All right, Buffy or Gremlins?
I went with Gremlins.
Gremlins?
That is actually hard.
Buffy versus
Gremlins.
I think I would enjoy watching. This is the fun one, right? This is.
Yeah, I think I would watch Buffy more.
Buffy.
La, la, la,
Gremlins,
la,
Buffy.
La,
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 la, you said Buffy?
Two buffs, one Grem.
Gremlins. And so.
Two Grems, two Buffys.
That's the noises he's making.
Gotti says Buffy. Andrew says Gremlins. So that's
tied.
We're tied.
You have to break it. Yeah, go for it. Don't worry. We're
I'm
all.
Not,
just,
I'm not mad.
Just know that whoever you choose is the person that you're not speaking to.
Yeah, Gremlins. Going Gremlins. I like it better.
I'm cool. That one's
all right.
I'm passionate about
it. Yeah.
Damn it. Cabin in the Woods versus Idle Hands.
Cabin I don't care about you.
In the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, that's hard.
No, it's not.
Gotti would be so pissed if you don't pick
Idle
Hands.
Gotti loves Idle Hands.
Gotti
picked Idle Hands.
We know.
Right? I know. He's going to pick Idle Hands to be
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on. Andrew is on the phone. Hey, Andrew. Andrew?
I think he butt dialed me, Andrew.
He did.
Dang, I was really hoping for
that. I was really hoping for that. Oh, he picked silence. So silence wins out of Exorcist.
That's stupid, but
that's not stupid.
It's pretty dumb.
Okay.
That's all right. I mean, the Exorcist is so scary.
Oh, all right, so.
The next round, though, is Shaun.
So, Cabin in the Woods Gwen said Cabin in the Woods.
As much as I love Idle Hands.
Cabin.
That's three cabins.
Cabin's way scarier.
Well, what are the others?
I know, that's why I'm saying Cabin is way scarier. That's why I picked Gremlins over...
And Sigourney Weaver. Let's just throw that out there.
I just want to say, I really do love Idle Hands.
I picked Cabin in the Woods.
Big Sea Show.
Cabin in the Woods is like something in its own beat.
There's nothing like Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
And there's been other Possession movies that are so similar.
Cabin in the Woods.
As long as he's young and hot.
No. Honestly, I really, that movie is just the story.
All right,
Susan.
Sorry. Evil Dead 2.
We gotta get our...
Sorry, Susan.
Evil Dead 2 versus The Frighteners.
No, fuck you, it's Scream!
Evil Dead 2 versus... Evil Dead 2 versus Scream. It's Evil Dead 2 all
the way. All right. We're going this way, we're doing it.
I'm
going to
pick this with you, buddy. Evil Dead 2.
Thank you.
Scream.
What the fuck? It's so hard.
It's really not, because...
What did...
Because of two things.
Scotty or Andrew have an opinion on this?
I have to tell them Evil Dead 2 or Scream.
Andrew,
I love you with that
too.
Adam,
it's so much better. Don't do it just to spite me either.
Zombies and the chainsaw.
Yeah.
And wait, thirdly, the chin of chins.
Oh wait! I got it. Never mind. Gotti picked Scream because of Jamie Kennedy.
Okay, that's fair.
I'll take it. Jamie Kennedy was...
Well, what does Andrew pick?
I
just texted him.
I was
so
sad when Jamie...
How many screams? We have three screams. We have...
Two Evil Deads. We have one abstaining. We have two abstaining so far.
Seriously, screaming? Fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
Evil
I'm
Dead
not
2.
Fucking kidding you. It's true.
He was a fantastic film.
Not as good as Evil Dead 2.
I don't agree with you.
I like them both. It's so tough.
Don't let
they've made it this far.
What are you talking about? That's my whole point. Evil Dead 2.
I'm just saying that Scream, it's so funny and it's so violent. And Henry Winkler's in it, and he's pretty great.
He dies a horrible, scissory death, right?
Remember that time that
Evil Dead 2 is pretty gross.
Remember Rose McGowan's death?
A girl gets.
They made a really shitty remake of Evil Dead.
That was not a really shitty remake of Evil Dead. That was actually pretty
good.
Monster
Scream was another one that kind of, like,
worse.
They made fun of horror flicks, too. Like, they were really smart about, like, oh, these are...
This can't be that difficult for you.
Just pick one of them.
Okay.
It's okay. You're not wrong. You're correct with whichever one you pick.
It's like the reverse psychology.
Don't worry, Adam. You'll still have friends after you pick the right movie.
Not with me.
It's like Bruce Campbell or...
Or who the fuck else? Matthew Lillard?
Matthew Lillard's really good.
Skeet Ulrich?
That was really scary. When they like switch, and they're like, "This is they're gonna prove the point."
Glimmer, get it?
All right, Adam, you choose.
I'm gonna choose Evil Dead.
So it's three against two.
It won't be here next week.
No, it's three.
It won't be here.
No, it's three against three.
Oh, it's three against three. So we're ready for Andrew.
Don't even try yours.
I'm crying so hard. Let's say, so we don't know who won the last one, so I'm waiting for Andrew to text me back.
Andrew,
text me back for either Scream or Evil Dead 2. Go for it.
This is going to kill me.
For second meal.
This is hardcore, right?
So it's Jaws versus Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Silence versus Shining of the Lambs. That's
Shining of the Lambs?
Oh, shit. Silence of the Lambs or The Shining? And then we have Shaun of the Dead versus...
Guys, that's the best smash-up.
Shaun of the Dead versus Gremlins.
And then Cabin in the Woods, either Scream or Evil Dead 2. But come on, fucking Scream?
Scream is good, though.
What are you have against Scream?
I don't know. I enjoy Scream, but it's definitely not as good as Evil Dead 2.
Brian likes to make fun of me for being old, but he's like super old.
Yeah.
His movies are all from
seriously.
Like, he likes to make a movie from like 1990.
Actually, her picks are pretty modern.
Can I pick Stab from the movie?
Yes,
screen?
You can for sure pick Stab. Starring Tori Spelling.
All right.
Oh my God.
So that's our bracket. Please play along with us. on the bracket. We'll come back with you later on in this podcast about who won the last one between Evil Dead 2 and Scream Extreme.
I'm pretty sure
we posted
Scream or Evil Dead
2.
Like,
everyone's
going to pick Scream.
All right.
I'll put it out there on the internet.
Let's move on to news. Let's talk about it's official. It's greenlit. Paul Feig and the writer of The Heat are doing an all-female Ghostbusters.
I can't even.
Like what?
Take.
Really?
So we know it's gonna be Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy.
Is it
probably Sandra Bullock? No. Well,
it's
Maya Rudolph.
I'm not even going to go see it. I mean,
yes, you will.
No, I won't.
The original guys
unless
are going
to
come out.
Unless you force me to go screen it for our site, I will not do it.
Why? What's your reasoning?
I'd see it. Paul
the original
awesome.
Ghostbusters,
but it's not even going to be. It's not even taking place with the same characters.
It doesn't matter.
It's a reboot. I think that's a really smart.
And Paul Feig's amazing too. Though.
Paul Feig is really good. It's being written by the writer of The Heat, which
yeah,
I think
which
is
was
a
awesome.
Fantastic film.
Yeah.
No. I just can't. I mean, like, it's just...
Is it nostalgia?
Is it because you don't like women?
So there are some things that are sacred. You just don't.
That is the one thing that
makes what you
me
go.
More hope is that they are doing an all-women.
There is no Dana, there is only Sewell.
See, well, you say that, but they're probably going to have these characters in there, but it's a new generation.
I hope it's not.
You have to go into it with an open mind.
I could be open-minded with a lot of reboots.
Oh, younger.
You're not
going to be honest. I don't mind. I wouldn't mind Melissa McCarthy. It's just like, I'm a little, like, I think Kristen Wiig's...
You know what I would really love? I love Kristen... I love... Melissa McCarthy, and I think she's great. I love her in anything, but I would love to see Abby Bryant do it. If
Who's
we had
Abby
to have
Bryant?
One fat girl in
SNL.
SNL.
Okay.
I think she'd do a really, really good job. She's not really in that little world yet.
Oh, is she on the
I think
they
did that rebooting stuff.
I like her. She does
not gonna happen.
She is. She's got like a similar Melissa McCarthy-ness to her.
I agree. I hope if they do it, I mean, I know they're doing it, but I would hope that they don't take those cliche, like Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, or ones that we've already seen.
Go for somebody that we haven't seen. Like, I think like a big appeal about Gone Girl is that who really had seen too much of Rosamund Pike? Like, let's bring out the new.
I think Jillian Bell would be a good choice. She played the.
But I mean,
she played the villain in 22 Jump Street.
Oh, she's so funny.
Yeah,
but let's talk about the Ghostbusters. They've been trying to do a Ghostbusters 3 for a long time,
yep.
And they could not get it together whatsoever.
Well, it's because you have crazy Dan Aykroyd who's making everything super religious now.
Well, though, there's Bill Murray.
But also, Bill Murray didn't want to
do
Disney, and Harold Ramis had a huge falling out.
But they made up.
They didn't make no. They hadn't made up after. That's why they had the whole thing when he died. That Bill Murray was just like...
He was on Howard...
Well,
that's
Bill Murray's
set of
change, and he's actually open to...
But Harold's dead.
Doing stuff now.
And Ernie Hudson still wants to do it, but...
Well, of course Ernie Hudson wants to do it.
Yeah, what else?
But, I mean, this is not a new thing. They've been trying to redo it or do a third one for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
They can't. So, I'm actually happy that you have... I mean...
You like everything, Brian. Why?
Not true.
You do.
No,
it's actually true.
He doesn't like Scream, obviously.
Okay, he likes almost everything but Scream.
But Paul Feig is amazing.
I like
Freaks
Paul
and
Feig.
Geeks, Bridesmaid. He does a good job. And
Paul
I think,
Feig has a good track record.
And
yeah.
I'm
no,
fine with having Bill and Dan
film.
And Ernie play a back seat to a new group.
I actually think
fine with
it. I really think it's really good that they're doing completely being like, we love you guys, we couldn't get this to work. Also, they're super fucking old, and I'm sorry, I love Bill Murray. I don't want to see Bill Murray as Peter Bakeman right now.
I agree.
He needs to move on and go do some other stuff. He's old.
I was really weary if they were going to bring back
and,
old people.
But like, now yeah. having the... And then it was like, okay, we're going to have the young, like their kids doing it. I'm like, I like all new characters.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Though,
and I think
I'm
it's the only way to pay homage to an amazing movie that all of us at this table love.
And they got a person who's actually a good writer and a good director and knows how to do things for everybody.
Huh? As long as Rick Moranis comes back.
Well, and that's what
I
think. Guys, my issue is, who's going to play Annie Potts? Are they going to get a boy Annie Potts? Like, is that...
That
are
would
really
be great.
Because Annie Potts is my favorite.
It's
Woody Allen should play Annie Potts.
If he wasn't...
Like, if it was Clark Duke, could it be Clark Duke?
If he wasn't dead, it would have been Hollywood from Mannequin.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Hollywood.
Billy Crystal had an interview the other day. Billy Crystal and Brian Henson, supposedly, they are going to do a sequel to Dark Crystal. And they're doing a Fraggle Rock and possibly
are we not talking about
Labyrinth 2.
No, they posted on Variety. society that the Labyrinth is not...
It comes up in meetings, but it's not, like, set in stone like Fraggle Rock or Dark Crystal 2 is.
You remind me of the big...
I'm but not down. I would not be down with the Labyrinth 2, so I'm happy.
Well, it's because you can't
not
replace...
Not the Shadow David Bowie?
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
And no movie.
And he's too... And again, I don't mean to be horrible. No! I love David Bowie. I love him,
too old.
But he's too old to play the Goblin King.
No, he's not.
He'd be like the Goblin God.
Shut your mouth.
Because they also...
Because he's got to be sexy, and it's like...
He'll be sexy till the day he dies. He's gorgeous now. I'm sorry. You're talking to somebody whose eyes are blind and in love with that man until the day he dies.
they had Sting and Michael Jackson originally wanted for that role, and then they went with David Bowie. It would have been so different.
That was my first sexual awakening, was watching The Labyrinth at the age of 8. And just being like...
His codpiece, just all of the
everything happening right
now.
So and then it was the Lion King.
They made fun of the Family Guy. And when they did it, it was like... Oh,
I don't remember that.
But I'm all about a Fraggle Rock. Because you can do Fraggle Rock. You can do Fraggle Rock.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Dark Crystal 2 ones. They're all...
Yeah, I love it.
It's fine.
I haven't seen Dark Crystal in...
A long time?
Dark Crystal scared me.
He's going to be processing things, and that's not what Lloyd Dobler's
no,
about.
No, Lloyd Dobler...
He's about kickboxing this morning.
For me, like, the movie that was so great about it is, like, they left it...
I have no idea what's happening.
Like,
well, there's an 80s remake kick right now, like, with a whole bunch of movies becoming
there's
TV shows.
One is an Uncle Buck,
which John Hughes people are, like, mad about, but, you know, it's probably...
The family members of John Hughes and John Candy are not...
Twin Peaks is coming back?
Oh, my God, wouldn't it be...
I just don't want to say anything
Buck.
Like, the ending was perfect.
I mean, wait a second. You're not trying to remake, but they're not doing a movie, they're doing a TV show, so I get the fact that that's fine with me. You're going to have somebody who's... An adult who thinks they're a kid trying to take care of, you know, a high-end family. I get that TV show aspect. Why call it Uncle Buck? Probably because you have a built-in
audience. Because you have a built-in audience. Well, it's very similar to the Evil Dead remake, which was never intended to be called Evil Dead, but then the guy wanted to sell the movie, and they were like, we're going to do this as an Evil Dead movie. And then they added Evil Dead.
But I mean, like, if they start to try to remake 16 Candles or Breakfast Club, it's on.
Well, actually, now that they made Breakfast Club,
they're turning
show,
big.
I'd watch it.
Big in their TV show now.
If they touch Breakfast Club, I will literally blow my lips.
That, I can't feel like that would work as a TV show because it's the tension.
I think they should do an Adventures of Babysitting TV show because
that's
different.
Because Thor is popular now, so the kid won't be awkward.
Oh, I love how Thor's popular. But
that's different. I mean, like, Adventures in Babysitting would work as a TV show. Because, I mean, like, it would be, like, a weekly caper. I mean, like, that would work. I mean,
but The Breakfast Club could work as a TV
show,
too. Okay,
different
I'll tell you what. I know that you can't let go of the fact that you really like this movie that people have watched. I have not seen it. But what the thing is, like, you could do is you would read... The pilot would be the entire... Them meeting, them getting to know, and then the show is their experiences now as the Breakfast Club, as this group of people that weren't going to know each other and their adventures.
It's one Saturday.
I
can't draw that out over a
I think you
show.
Could. I do agree.
Different people in detention,
I do
maybe.
Agree that all of these... I do agree that, like,
and there'd be so interesting stories to get to see all the little elements
of
them.
They can work as TV shows. You didn't say anything could work as a TV show. I'm
just don't
want to
watch
it. I just don't want it because I love those movies so much. I don't want it to get, like...
No one else.
Tarnished or anything. I don't want them to sit down. That's my own personal
That's how you have to.
But I do agree. Like, you could totally watch a TV show at Breakfast Club or say anything.
No.
Or whatever.
Well, you have to just set aside. You have to put, like, okay, that's here. This is something totally different.
And
it's hard to do, compare and contrast that.
If you have never seen the movie, you probably wouldn't do anything. But, like, they'd probably just love the show or something.
Yeah.
So that's
the harder thing, too, I think, that people would really struggle with, is the fact that you're going to have this younger group of people who've never seen these things coming in and being like, that show is amazing.
Yeah.
And they're like,
But it's basically about studios trying to make money off of properties they already have, you know, rights to.
I think that's what bothers me, though. It's just like...
We said the same thing about 21 Jump Street, and that movie is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have good...
I'm excited for Greatest American Hero.
Talk right now.
What is that one?
That TV show was hilarious.
That's coming out as
that movie's
not
good.
Which
one? Oh, I love it. 21 Jump Street is hilarious. Those are great
movies. I would love to see it.
We talked about it on here, too.
All right. Let's move on.
You did not grow up on our
show. To the biggest news of the week, David Spade is going to do Joe Dirt 2.
You called that the biggest news.
That's big news.
This is big news.
Is this my punch? When I saw that, I was like, don't care.
Don't care.
And see, I look at stuff like that and I'm like, O'Brien's
gonna Joe Dirtie. Boy, yo, name's Dirt. He's gonna be on Crackle exclusively. Which I guess Crackle is still around.
I never even watched the first Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt 2, I'm excited. Alright. Here's something very interesting. Very interesting, cool news. Dario Argento, the famous Italian horror movie made in Syria, and Iggy Pop have teamed up to make a horror movie serial killer with Iggy Pop as a serial killer.
Yes!
Called The Sandman. God. No relation
guys,
to Neil Gaiman's Sandman.
I don't mean to be vulgar, but I just got really excited.
Yeah.
Just Iggy Pop is hot.
So hot.
That sounds really
just made me more.
And also, like, he was amazing in The Crow.
Yeah.
No, the original Crow?
Oh.
No, wait, he was two.
He was a two. He was a two.
So,
he was a great villain. He's a great. Oh, he could do it.
So, if you're interested in this, you can actually. They're doing crowdfunding. Get right
on that. Okay. I'll donate to that.
They're down crowdfunding. And you, there's one of the prizes is to go on set and actually be with Iggy and Dario.
Are you interested in that?
Is it sad that, like, when I think about Kickstarter projects, that unless I can afford, like, the top amount.
You're not donating.
No, I'll donate. I don't want any of the fulfillment shit. Like, I'm like, here's my money, here's my $50 or whatever. Give me a copy of the movie at the end. I don't want any of the bullshit. I don't want any of that other stuff.
You don't want the scratches, the Snickers?
No, I don't want any of that. Unless it's like I'm paying to go to the party or I'm going to be a walk-on. I'm like, keep your money. Don't send. This shit's expensive. Don't send me.
We donated for Veronica Mars, but unless I can have that top dollar prize of being a walk-on cast member.
I'm like, just give me my download.
I could be in Ryan Hansen's spin-off.
So I'm very excited. They have a poster on there. It looks crazy. It looks good. All right. Okay. In interesting news, Marvel has a Marvel experience now that they're traveling to Dallas. It's going to be in Fair Park, 2 acres.
I'm going to wear my shield costume.
There you go.
There is. Can we all go dressed up? Can we do the multimedia men podcast and we'll all dress
yes.
our favorite Marvel
costume? We can't all be Hawkeye, guys.
About me wearing
I can't shield.
Guys, I'm going to be Loki, so just prepare yourself. And then I'm going to bring Loki, my dog, and dress him as Loki, and it'll be super bad.
We'd be embarrassed if I'm wearing a full shield costume.
Marvel tactical
gear and everything.
Yes. I don't have it. I'll just
I have an ID.
Rose.
I'll
okay.
That's Marvel.
Yeah. Sweet.
I can make shield patches and everything.
Sweet.
It's on.
So it's going to start January 9th, go through February 1st. January 9th to February 1st. There's going to be rides. There's going to be stuff to do. It's 2 acres. It's under a dome.
Being
under the dome is not a good thing. That's like, if we're going to get stuck in there with Hank from Breaking Bad, I'm scared.
Just right now, I'm so excited. My heart is racing, and all I can think of is...
That just sounds like really fun.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do an off
take. We will do that. It sounds fun, but look it up. It's
can
called the Marvel
Experience. Can we take a something like field trip and like remote broadcast?
Yes, what we're just talking about.
That would be awesome.
I'm so excited. I totally...
And let's talk next week is Fan Days.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be there?
Me, Saturday.
You're going?
Sunday.
Are you going?
I'll be there.
Who are the big people that just announced yesterday? Like, there's two big people coming.
Yesterday. I thought Elijah Wood was the big
one. That one, Elijah
Kevin
Wood
Sorbo.
And Sean Astin.
Sean Astin is the nicest guy.
Yeah.
Well, he was recently added to compliment his buddy Elijah. And then,
but it's weird because they're not doing Goonies panel with him and the Data, but they're doing the
Key Who.
They're not doing Goonies panel.
As far as I know.
But
surprised they're not going to be.
David Bautista is going to be there.
Yes.
The Weasley twins.
Yeah.
Kevin Sorbo.
So cute. Kevin Sorbo.
Jason David Frank, the Green Power Ranger.
He's always
the best looking Weasley.
Yeah. He like if he sees our camera, he comes up to us and asks if you want an interview.
Yeah. I'm real excited because
he's
ridiculous. They're bringing back my favorite artist.
Yo, Dr. Tommy, oh my god.
They're bringing back Simon Bisley. He's a really good British artist. He's really good for, he's done some really great Joker work, but he's also known for his work on Lobo. He's the most punk rock British artist ever. He's amazing.
Go to the hole.
So awesome. But Bisley will be there.
Bisley.
Simon Bisley.
Simon Beasley will be there.
The last time he was there, he was just amazing, and like he's been built top notch. And so I'm really excited that he's going to be back. A lot of our local artists are going to be there. Michael Champion.
Who's
what?
I should ask who's going to be there on Saturday.
Not me.
I'm going to try to be.
I will be there on Sunday. Unfortunately, I can only go.
I will be day drinking.
And I will be judging.
I never get to go down to that.
Oh, yeah. Susan. She's judging the costume contest.
And I'm seeing the kids' costume contest.
Oh, fun!
On Saturday.
You're not going to be there on Saturday?
No, I'm
I would like to interview you. It would have been a good interview. If you could tell me. Although fan days is the one thing, like, I have no trouble finding people who want to get interviewed because those people.
Black Mariah will be there. She'll be covering for Boomstick. So she'll be there on Saturday. Do you know who Black Mariah is?
I don't know who that is. I'd be happy.
I'll send you a picture. She'll be there.
She'll
be dressed up.
Okay. Is she black? I know where you're going.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember what she's dressing up as on Saturday, but on Sunday we're all doing the bombshell covers from DC. Like Black Mariah will be dressed up as Bombshell Wonder Woman. We have Blaze.
Do you guys do the judging like we watch on when they walk on the red carpet, or is there another room or something?
No,
it's another room.
They're actually doing. This is how they're doing the kids' costume contest this year. Is we will be judging them as they walk down the red carpet mm-hmm. for the kids' costume contest. The adult costume contest is different. It's held in a large film room. A large auditorium upstairs on the fourth floor at the Irving Convention Center. That's on Saturday, and that's going to be a big deal. Some of the judges, I think, are Ben and Pluto. Devin Pike will be emceeing, as usual. I love Devin. He's amazing. He's so much fun. Last year, he was accosted
by... Is he going to be there on Saturday?
Yes, he will.
He is?
Devin will be flying around. Yeah. He's a great interview. He was accosted last year during the costume contest by 30 or so dead.
Because I've already interviewed Mark, and I don't want to interview him again just because I have like a new spin to the story. I mean,
there's
going to
be some great panels.
So y'all both be there, and you'll be there every day. I know you will.
Well, I have.
Are you going, Brett?
No, I stopped doing comic book conventions a long time ago.
Guys, I had the best thing happen this year when I decided I wasn't going to Southwest. That was the best feeling.
Which one?
I'm not going to South by Southwest.
You're
going
to have to go with me and
fight.
Oh,
no.
I've been. I covered them from 2002 on.
No.
You're
going
to cover me.
It's just gotten really bad.
It's so hard to get into anything now. Like,
yeah,
not even,
I don't do that.
I don't have the patience and the energy to wait in lines for a whole weekend and pay $10,000 to wait in lines.
Yeah, exactly. Because
that's how the hotel rooms are, like, $600 a night.
Sweet.
But that's between
us. We can't say it on here. All right. Moving on to recast of Scooby-Doo. You've wanted to do Scooby-Doo, Adam, for a long time.
Sorry. We're passing those.
She knows guests for February. We won't say who. It could be anybody. It could be Obama.
I don't.
For what? What do you mean?
February's show convention. All right, Scooby-Doo recast.
It's so hard.
So, Adam, you've wanted to do a Scooby-Doo recast for a long time.
I know, but I actually never prepared for it. So.
Why wouldn't you? Why, if you've been asking for it, don't you dream about it every day?
You should have asked my dream.
I have ideas. But,
so
yeah.
He texted me last night, and he goes, hey, so it's like 10:45. Hey, you want to do podcast tomorrow at 9:30 a.m.? And then we're going to recast Scooby-Doo, and I just went, really? Fine.
Do it.
So my question is, when you say Scooby-Doo.
Velma, Daphne, Fred, Scooby, and Shaggy, and I picked an evil villain.
Okay, but live action or voices?
So I picked live action.
Okay.
Live action.
So Scooby, you're asking for the voice of Scooby?
Yes.
Right.
So let's go with Velma. Let's go with Velma first.
I vote Susan Comyad for voice of Scooby.
Come job
for Susan Scooby.
All right, for Velma, I pick Amber Tamblyn.
Oh, that's a good Velma.
Really?
Amber Tamblyn.
I like Velma. I picked Brie Larson.
Ooh!
Not like Brie.
I love Brie Larson.
Me too.
I think she'd be good.
Aubrey Plaza.
I hate her.
And that makes me sad because she'd be a perfect Velma.
Gotti picked Aubrey Plaza or Zoe Kazan too.
I like
Zoe Kazan or Aubrey Plaza for Velma.
I picked Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
She would be such a
she
cute
would
little,
be
like, awkward.
Really cute. Because she was so cute in Scoop in Zombieland when she did Annie Potts.
And I thought more like House Bunny. Well, in House Bunny, she has like glasses and stuff, and she was just like,
oh, that's very cute.
All right.
Velma. Oh, God. What's that girl from that movie? Brie Larson. Did we already say
Brie Larson? Jesus. That's what I just said. It's fine.
Sorry.
11 seasons gotten to you. So we have two Brie Larson. We have two Aubrey Plazas. We have an Amber Tamblyn and an Emma Stone.
I like Brie Larson.
I like Brie Larson.
But you said Zoe was on too. That wasn't that bad. But okay. Actually, out of all of them, I like Brie Larson.
I like Brie Larson.
See, I would like Zoe Kazan as like the villain. As a villain, yeah. Would be fine.
I think Aubrey Plaza would be perfect.
So who did we say? Brie Larson?
Brie Larson's
good. That's a good one.
All right.
Nice
moving
system,
on.
Nice job.
Moving on to Daphne. I picked Jane Levy from The New Evil Dead.
Why are we doing the girls first? Why can't we mix them? Why can't you do Fred next?
It just happened.
Let's just do Fred next.
I already said Daphne.
I don't care.
Fine, Fred. I pick Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good Fred.
He's like... I mean, I love Liam, but...
I have either Zac Efron.
Me too! That's my pick!
Or Anders from Workaholics.
I'm going with Anders!
Anders! I'm going with that too. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Anders is great.
I
don't
know what that is. Oh,
that is good. He was also in the Mindy Project last season. He played Mindy's fiance. Do you watch that show?
Pull it up on your phone.
The Rockin' Priest.
Oh my god. That is good.
I thought it was funny, but I still
have to
watch Neil Patrick Harris.
Anders Hall.
That is pretty good.
It is an interesting choice.
Neil Patrick Harris is
the one.
Neil
Patrick Harris on the left.
I don't know. Neil Patrick Harris can do anything.
But Neil Patrick Harris is old.
He's not. He's pretty. He can do anything.
I like Anders.
Barney Simpson.
I'm still being Zac Efron.
I love Zac Efron.
I think both choices are fine with me.
Zac Efron would be such a good Fred. He's dreamy.
Nope.
Do you know who Anders
is?
Is he going to take his shirt off? Is this the porn version?
Yes.
The shirt off.
Zac Efron's good. No, it's too dark.
No Zac Efron for me.
I'm going with Anders.
I did Anders too.
What did Gotti or?
I don't know who he is, but yeah, okay, whatever.
Oh, Anders Gotti so for Fred pick Channing so Tatum
funny.
Or Armie Hammer.
Oh,
terrible.
Armie Hammer
looks like him, but he's too old. Is he?
Armie Hammer is so pretty.
He's pretty, but he's
a terrible actor.
Yes. So bad.
You're so
but
bad.
But he's so
that.
Hot. I don't. He's one of those actors. I'm like, you're a terrible actor, but you're so. Pretty
I'm
bad.
Doing Anders from Workaholics.
I guess Anders is fine, but I still think Zachary.
It's Anders, by the way.
Anders.
I can't remember his name.
Just be a dick about it. Okay, now we can do Daphne.
All right, Daphne. I picked Jane Levy. From the new Evil Dead movie.
I pick Elizabeth Olsen.
That's not a bad choice. I had kind
of... She's not funny. I haven't seen her
in funny.
I had
she's
a couple.
Why?
I had Mary Elizabeth Winstead, possibly, with red hair. And then also Emma Stone, obviously.
Winstead's pretty good.
I almost thought about Emma Stone, but I just thought she'd be like...
Then I thought Imogen Poots would be good. That's a good Daphne.
Imogen Poots is a good one.
Gotti picked Emma Roberts or Emma Watson.
I almost said Emma Roberts, not Emma Watson.
Okay, what's the blonde Australian that was in Wolf of Wall Street?
Margot Robbie. Not Cher.
Really, I chose Christina Hendricks.
Whoa,
that's a good pick though.
That is a good pick.
I think she'd be hilarious.
No,
Are we doing the geriatric?
No, I think Christina Hendricks still looks very young enough to do it because I mean she's.
Imogen Poots.
I like Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Who did? I thought Gotti did an all black cast.
Wait, who said Mary Elizabeth Winstead?
He had Kevin Hart in there.
Oh, you said that?
Man, what is up with
just
because
Kevin Hart said something doesn't mean an all black cast.
Nobody likes Elizabeth Olsen.
No, I like Elizabeth Olsen.
I like Mary Elizabeth Winstead better.
Wait, I thought I heard another. Okay.
Imogen Poots.
Imogen Poots is cool too. But I think actually I do like Mary Elizabeth.
I
just
like this particular cast.
Yeah.
I would say Mary
Elizabeth. Yeah.
Actually, yeah. I didn't mind Emma Stone either as Daphne.
Yeah, I know.
So which one are we going with?
I actually say Emma Stone.
I say Daphne for Daphne.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone would be good. I want her in the movie.
I'm fine with Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Yeah.
I said Emma Stone. His celebrity crush went.
Yeah.
No.
And she's already got the red hair.
All right.
Yeah, they're going to do... Well, she's got blonde now.
Yeah.
So that's a dye back.
All right. You want to do Scooby or Shaggy next?
Shaggy.
All right. We'll do Shaggy. I pick Gabrielle Basso.
Oh, my God.
Who?
What?
Isn't
what the
that...
Fuck is that?
That's,
Who is that?
Okay, it doesn't matter.
King, no wait. Kings of Summer, Super 8.
Wait, who was he in King of Summer?
The redheaded guy.
The tall redheaded guy.
The one that was like the friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's Oh, he's also in something recently.
He's the kid that looks just like the kid from Maze Runner.
Right.
Exactly the same. I thought that was the same person.
Like Will Poulter?
Yes.
Well, I have Will Poulter or Chris D'Elia, who I thought might be a good Shaggy.
I thought Kyle Gallagher. He was in...
Kyle Gallagher's so good.
Kyle Gallagher?
Yeah.
He was on Veronica Mars!
Yeah,
guys, he played a fucking rapist on Veronica Mars. Never forget. Never forget.
Never forget. He was
Oh, sorry. What was his real name? They called him Beaver.
Casey. No, not Casey.
He was a Casablancas.
Yeah, he was. He was Dick's brother.
He was Dick's brother, not Casey.
Guys, also a rapist. Never forget.
I know, but he played that part so well.
Never forget.
That season two was...
Gabriel Basso was awesome. He was in something recently that was really good.
The first two and a
Kings
half.
Of Summer.
No, it was something more recent.
Red Road?
No.
Genius. Just genius. That show is underrated.
Bless you.
Thank you, bless you.
What else was he in?
Anatomy of a Tie.
No.
Well, the Big C.
I'm sticking with how
I chose Danny Pudi. It's going to make a great Shaggy.
Who's that?
Abed from Community.
Okay. You're right.
Oh, that's funny. No, I like your addition of diversity.
That's what he was. He was in The Hive.
Oh, yeah.
And I liked him in The Hive.
I don't like any of these options.
Yeah.
I'm not, because I look at him and he's the rapist.
Oh, I know. What's his name?
Funny thing is,
I loved him in Jennifer's Body, actually.
Jennifer's Body. I actually think Andrew Holmes would be a better Shaggy.
What's his name?
Gotti said Ethan Embry or Aaron Paul.
Have you guys seen She Thrills?
Ethan
Embry. Can we talk about that movie?
I love that movie.
Because I can't look at Ethan Embry the same way ever since that movie. He's so handsome though.
Yeah,
like, I think he looks really he looks so good in The Guest. Yeah, I'll say it. I don't care.
You saw him standing next to Dan Stevens.
Alright, so Shaggy.
Where's Dan Stevens on this? Dan Stevens for Shaggy.
I say Dan Stevens for Freddie, and let's put Andrew Holmes for Shaggy.
So Shaggy is going to be...
Wait, what's the... Chris... what's his name?
Chris O'Dowd?
No, Chris, he's from Freaks and Geeks.
Martin Starr.
I think Martin Starr might be good.
As Shaggy, bold, because Martin Starr is really dark. Like, his comedy is super bleak, and that would be a really bold
pick. He won't be a good
pick.
He won't be a good one.
A really
what about the guy... What about that guy
I like
the lead on Silicon Valley?
No, I like him.
TJ
Miller would make a great Shaggy.
There you go.
Which one's DJ Miller?
TJ Miller is the curly hair.
Yes.
And he was in Yogi Bear.
Yes.
Oh, you know what?
TJ, the house. TJ Miller.
He would make a great Shaggy.
Yes, TJ Miller.
All right, so my idea of going to Silicon Valley would make a great Shaggy. There you go.
Well, right. He's in Silicon Valley.
I know who he is.
Before we get to Scooby, I just want to say that Gotti recasted Scrappy Doo. And it was either the voice of Kevin Hart or Cat Williams.
I can't produce any movie start with Cat Williams even near it. So
yes, Scrappy Doo sucks.
But Kevin Hart as Scrappy Doo would be so funny.
And he just pops in again, kind of
and he's already so short.
Yep.
And then
I like it.
Scrappy Doo is not allowed to be in anything with Scooby ever. Scrappy Doo was the worst edition ever.
Whoa, I love Scrappy Doo.
All right.
So
do you want to do an evil villain first or Scooby Doo?
Let's do a villain.
A villain.
Justin Theroux.
I picked Tom Waits.
I picked Nick Offerman or Chris O'Dowd.
Tom Waits.
I'm going with Zoe Kazan.
I'm going with
Zoe Kazan as a villain because she looks like completely innocuous.
But she could be the villain underneath the mask that
is
Nick
Offerman.
Exactly.
But that's the point.
Zoe Kazan.
So she's got to be like the Mac of this, like the little tech nerd.
It'll be Tom Waits' mask, and then he pulls it off, and it'll be Zoe Kazan.
Be like best friends with
done.
Like Velma's like, I finally have a friend who's like, get
Zoe.
Me, we're nerdy, and then we just
Zoe.
See us.
Alright, that's it. So it'll be Tom Waits as the villain. He pulls off the mask to reveal Zoe Kazan.
How do we, that's
literally not.
Alright, Scooby Doo. Who's the voice of Scooby Doo?
Seth Rogen.
Oh, no, I said Bill Hader.
He already has kind of the Scooby voice. So.
I picked Seth Rogen too.
I like Seth Rogen.
I want to hear his laugh on Scooby.
I picked Aaron Paul for the voice of Scooby Doo.
Or James.
Aaron Paul does need a job.
I James.
I love Aaron Paul, but I don't think his voice would do much for Scooby-Doo.
Poor Aaron Paul.
Gotti, for some reason, I don't know what he did here, but he said the dead horse from Half-Baked.
Buttercup! Butterstuff!
Butterstuff! That was his thing, Scooby.
Butterstuff.
Huh?
Who's Scooby?
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen?
Yeah, I'm going with Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen too.
This was fun. I'm glad we finally recast Scooby-Doo.
I mean,
with an all-white cast.
It for like 2 months now.
So Velma is Brie Larson. Fred is Anders from Workaholics. Daphne is Emma Stone. Shaggy is great T.J. Miller.
That should be like a
oh, yeah. Scooby is Seth Rogen. And the villain will be Tom Waits, but when he takes off his mask, it'll be the friend throughout the whole movie, Zoe Kazan.
Guys, you should write this movie.
We should.
Let's do it.
James Gunn did it, and now look at him.
You should talk to that kid with the screenplay under his arm.
All right.
What's the kid's name? Oh, we can say it off air.
No, and that is our podcast number 45. We're close to Halloween. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher Radio, and iTunes.
Did Andrew still not get back about Scream or...
Not yet. We'll post it online.
If it matters,
though.
The internet, when I pulled them, all said Scream. It was very close. It was very close. Evil Dead was winning at first, and then there was a couple of
we will see.
Scream.